Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development in Oklahoma. You don't like to see this. It's kind of beyond belief. You'd think that people would be over, a little bit over, the fighting about Hillary Clinton and Trump and all. No, they're not over it at all. Those are two separate issues. Donald Trump never ran against Hillary Clinton, but for some reason, the right of the Republican Party likes to harp on Hillary Clinton. The new Republican chair of the Oklahoma Republican Party. The Oklahoma Republican Party just had a contested election and elected a chairman who advocated that Hillary Clinton be executed by firing squad. Okay? Hey, guys, look. This is now April of 2021. Hillary Clinton ran in 2016. She won by 3 million votes. James Comey, crooked James Comey, reported just before the election she was under investigation by the FBI that killed her. Donald Trump was also under the investigation by the FBI at the same time for Russia collusion. He didn't mention that. And then he comes out a little later and say, well, we were wrong about Hillary Clinton. Okay, that was 5 years ago. We got a guy in there that slowly destroyed our international alliances and divided us racially. You don't elect a guy who says something like that. In the first place, if I were the head of the FBI office in Oklahoma City, and a guy said that the Secretary of State or a presidential candidate should be executed, I would arrest him. That's a felony. They're afraid to arrest him because he's in politics. I would arrest him. I'd arrest him. Make him hire a lawyer and explain to a jury, oh, I was just joking. There's some things you don't joke about. You want to joke? Let me tell you something. Next time you go to the airport, if you joke about having a bomb in your suitcase, that's a felony and you will be arrested. There's certain things you don't joke about. I'm tired of this. The right wing of the Republican Party continuing to flirt with violence and injecting violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. I'm tired of it. One of the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, another host. Popular host of a Saturday show outside the Pizza Box. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I got to tell you, after, you know, reading a lot of the latest reactions to another murder of a young black man in Minnesota, to hear the people's responses, like, those stores didn't do anything to deserve that. And I'm like, those stores are, like, not even alive, man. Those great stores like Family Dollar and Walmart, where they, you know, slave labor people that own it. I mean, pull your heads out of your butts and start thinking about what you're defending. You're defending inanimate objects over other human beings because you have a problem with race. This country is just going to burn this summer. I don't know what it's going to take for people who claim to not be racist to get into this battle, because it's like, this is like watching the 1800s or something, you know, to fight slavery again. Only it's far worse than, I can't even believe it. I really can't.
Yeah, thanks for calling Pizza Box, because we had talked about that earlier in the first hour. The shooting in Minnesota, the most recent one of the guy, it was a traffic stop. You know, he hadn't stolen anything or done anything wrong. There's no store that I know of that's backing that up. It was simply the officer claimed that she used the wrong gun. That's a lot of bull, okay? You cannot just say, okay, we're going to shoot people, and then if we're caught, we're going to say we used the wrong, you know, it should have been a taser. But we did get through that. I think that I had set out in the first hour some ways to remedy that. I don't know of anybody who's backing that up, and it can't be backed up. What it is we've got to stop the shooting of unarmed people and traffic stops and non-violent type of arrests or stops, period, end of story. And that's got to be done, as I've said before, by having a presumption of discharge of the police chief and the officer, have an independent prosecutor investigate it to see if it should be charged, and also to prevent heads of police unions from denouncing their civilian overseers, the mayor, the common council. They can bargain on wages and benefits. They cannot bargain on use of force. And they cannot refuse to enforce the law in some areas, aldermanic districts, if they don't like what the alderman said. We've got to regain control of the police force in this country. I have police in my own family, cousin, uncle, and 99% of police officers deserve our full support. They have very dangerous jobs. There was another police officer killed down in a high school shooting yesterday, and they have got to be able to defend themselves. I'm down with that 100%, but they don't get to shoot somebody when they pull a guy over for an air freshener or whatever it was they pulled this guy over for. And they also do not get to strangle somebody because he passed a bad $20 bill, or they don't get to shoot somebody in the back because he's getting in his car. There's kids in the back seat. That's not hard to understand. It's not hard to understand. You don't say, oh, well, yeah, we may have made a mistake. You don't do that. So this is a vital recurring discussion, and it's going to occupy, and it should occupy, our national conversation for a long time, how to change this. One thing I love about John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican from Ohio, he has talked about other Republicans very, very plainly and very truthfully. Remember the other day, he said that Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is a terrorist because he wants to destroy everything. Jordan is a congressman from Ohio, just like Boehner was. He flat out said that. Well, he had a great one yesterday. John Boehner said that Ted Cruz is Lucifer in the flesh. Lucifer in the flesh. You know, that's good. That's pretty good. I wish I'd come up with that. Lucifer in the flesh. He really is. I mean, when you look at Cruz and listen to him, I have never heard a authentic, truthful human statement come out of him, ever. Nothing. Nothing he said. If I asked him if it was raining, I wouldn't believe what he said. I remember it was Wormwood, crooked little Lindsey Graham, before he was bitten by a vampire, who said, bitten by a rabid bat or something, who once said that this is an exact statement of Wormwood, Lindsey Graham. He said, if Ted Cruz were shot on the floor of the Senate, there would be 99 eyewitnesses who would say they didn't see anything. Okay. Now that's cold. I mean, that's just flat out cold. I mean, I've been involved with, the people I knew in high school, people I knew in college, people I knew in the Navy, people know where I work. I'm not crazy about some of these people, but I could never describe them as Lucifer in the flesh because they're not. And I would never say that if people, they were shot and a lot of us were watching, there'd be no eyewitnesses. That's just plain cold and truthful. So that is exactly what you have coming at John Boehner, and in the past, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham. You know, there was a development, Democratic pollsters, a lot of people wondered, how could they have been so wrong this time too, just like in 2016, when they all called it for Hillary Clinton and Russ Feingold and it didn't work. And in 2020, they said we'd pick up 11 seats and we lost 10. And we said that Biden would kill Trump. And in the swing states that gave it to him in the Electoral College, he didn't come out. He came out by a whisker. And they are coming up with all sorts of excuses. But it bodes, I think, not just ill, but we have to be cautious about the 2022 elections, no matter how good we think they look for us. Apparently, there is a large cohort of people who are so disgusted and tuned out from politics and the government and media that they don't even respond to pollsters' calls. And a lot of them lie in the weeds and they don't normally vote, but suddenly they come spilling out of the weeds and they vote for a guy like Trump. Trump won't be on the ballot in 2022, but if he goes around, he's not on Twitter anymore and he's not on Facebook, but if he goes around and he campaigns, who knows? And also they said that the incidence of people who are discouraged on the right who come out and vote is like 4 times higher than the incidence of people on the left who are discouraged and come out and vote. So who knows? This may all be woulda, coulda, shoulda. But when you see polls for 2022, read them with a jaundiced eye. Let's be very careful. Coming into the show, stand by for some great programming today. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos on Tuesday's Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. And Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike, who honored us by calling in just a little bit ago. And then, of course, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place. And Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for now.